You are about to relive a very important day in the life of the United States. July 4th, 1970. The place? Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Independence Day has always possessed a kind of imagery for most of us, of warm nostalgia and flags and fireworks, parades and bunting, oratory and band music. It's an atmosphere blending picnics with patriotism, and yet one in which we often manage to forget just what started the whole thing 194 years ago, and the real significance of July 4th. A handful of Americans didn't forget. There was a minister, the Reverend Billy Graham, a magazine editor, Hobart Lewis of Reader's Digest, a hotel executive, J. Willard Marriott, an entertainer, Bob Hope. Their goal was simple, to have a national birthday party, one which might help all of us remember what's right with America without forgetting what's wrong. They called their effort Honor America Day. The task was not as simple as the goal. It was played against a backdrop of cynicism, tension, delusion, of an unpopular and undeclared war, of incredible plenty living next door to incongruous poverty, of a technology that simultaneously puts man on the moon and pollutes the earth. Honor America Day was denounced in advance, and with equal fervor by extremists on both the far right and the far left. There was not only apathy, but a feeling by a few that a day honoring the nation was somehow the height of political partisanship. And this despite the support and praise of two former presidents, Harry Truman and Lyndon Johnson, along with Richard Nixon. There were many moments of encouragement, though, which served to smother the voices of skepticism. Day by day, the project received the support of more and more Americans, leaders in a wide variety of professions, who were aware of their nation's ills and regarded a day of honor as a possible cure. One of the sponsors happened to be a prominent figure in sports. He also happened to be a prominent leader in the fight for civil rights. He was the kind of man who once took his entire team through the back door of a southern restaurant because that was the only way the Negroes on the squad could be admitted. He not only preached civil rights, but he lived them. And he had this explanation for agreeing to serve as a sponsor for Honor America Day.
Most people in this country, regardless whether they're against things or not, I think are really pro-America. There have been so many demonstrations, do you see, against. We felt that it was really a time to have a demonstration for something rather than be against. We just want to show everybody in this country and certainly the whole world that first and above all we are Americans and we're proud of our country and we're proud of our flag, and that's what Honor America Day is. This is not a demonstration against anything, but rather a celebration or a demonstration for something, for America, for the flag.
These words were spoken by Vincent Thomas Lombardi. Problems cannot be solved, he said, by waving the American flag, but neither can they be solved by tearing down the American flag. In simple eloquence, that sums up the spirit of Honor America Day and of what you're about to hear. First, the voice of Pat Boone.